Good afternoon. I would like to take just a second here and introduce my partner at the county, Elizabeth Arnold, my fellow commissioner. She's over there. Thank you, Elizabeth, for being here with us today. So when we talk about the national gas and the investment in our county, you know, we have to step back and kind of look at the holistic picture of this thing. You know, let's talk about the $2 billion in royalties and bonus payments to our property owners. Let's talk about the trickle-down money from those royalty payments and bonus payments, people spending at the local car dealership, buying the tractors, paying carpenters, contractors, buying concrete from masters, doing all kinds of things. That money gets rolled over several times over. Let's talk about the $1.7 billion that the company has given the state in an Act 13 tax. Show me another company that has put that much money out in the state of Pennsylvania to our communities. There is none. Let's talk about the $69 million that came back to our municipalities for our township supervisors. I know we have some here today. I saw Freddie Benson here today from Lenox and one of the other supervisors from there, Lee. So, you know, the money comes back to the communities again, helps those individuals do things in the community for their taxpayers, which alleviates tax increases and money that the taxpayers have to put out. We also got the $42 million that came back to the county itself, the county government. We've got $5 million of that we gave back in tax breaks to the community because of this industry. That's another investment into our community. We got $15 million that we did in renovations to our courthouse and properties. Again, another investment in our community that our taxpayers didn't have to pay for. If we had to do those renovations and we had to do them all, to take and borrow $15 million in a bond, we'd pay back $20 to $22 million. That's a huge tax burden to our taxpayers. There is no tax burden to our taxpayers in this county. We talk about our pension fund. We have one of the best pension funds in the state of Pennsylvania because of this industry. 8 years ago, we were $13 million in the red. Today, we're fully funded. We have one of the healthiest pension funds in the state of Pennsylvania because of this industry, and not at the expense of our local taxpayers. We have a courthouse that is run on natural gas. 8 years ago, we had guys shoveling coal twice a day into a furnace 7 days a week. Today, we have two beautiful natural gas boilers that heat and cool the entire facility and do an excellent job and save us thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars. We have businesses helping businesses. As you know, local contractors help all the time with projects throughout the county for the gas industry. All those businesses are growing. It's a huge investment into our communities. We also have the investment that went into the college. We have millions and millions of dollars because of the efforts of the natural gas industry running clay chutes and doing things to help that college and getting that college off the ground and getting it going. That's a huge investment for us. We also have the hospital in Montrose, another project that was helped by the natural gas industry that made it possible for that hospital to be built and to be done. As I said, there's four new facilities that GDS has in the Montrose or Susquehanna County area. They've made an investment in our community, and we're very grateful for that. It could have been real easy for them to come in, build their building someplace else, Lackawanna County or someplace else, and just drive in and out every day. But Cabot Oil and Gas, GDS, has made an investment in our community. They put the facilities here. This facility, which I'm sure is probably over $4 million, is a huge investment in our community, as well as all their properties. So we appreciate GDS and Cabot being here and being a part of our communities and taking the time to be part of our communities and being part of our families. Talk about job creation. If you're not working in Susquehanna County, you don't want to work. It's that simple. There are more jobs than there are people right now. And this industry has created some of the best paying jobs in this county. And being a experienced and a retired truck driver, I can tell you there's nothing better at the end of the day when you're kicking down 60, 70, 80, 90,000 a year with benefits driving a truck. And at the end of the day, you go home and be able to take care of your family. These are all good paying jobs. Whether it's behind the wheel of a truck, dispatching, in the office, out in the field, These are all good jobs for our communities and for our families. So with that, you know, we appreciate all the hard work that this industry has done in our communities and helped us to have better lives than what we had before. They've even gone as far as trying to promote and put together our CDL school down in Elk Lake at the Career and Technology Center. Again, another partnership with the gas industry, private entities, and the school district to bring a much-needed school to the area so we can train people to be drivers in this industry. And not only in this industry, and I'm sure GDS hopes they keep all the drivers in this industry, but once you get a CDL, you can use it any place. So that school should open soon. We're hoping in the next couple months, right, Billy? And we know that probably the first round of class is full, if not the second round or the third. There's a waiting list, I'm told. So much needed, great jobs for our communities, and it's all because an industry came to town and was willing to invest in our communities, work with our families, and do what's right for our communities. So I want to thank them for being here today. And Billy, thank you for the invitation.